Hey there, beautiful humans. Welcome back to Unfollowed. How to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today we're diving headfirst into a topic that's been buzzing in my inbox more than ever: managing social media for mental well-being. You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram and suddenly feel like your life is less exciting? Or when you compare yourself to everyone else's highlight reels and find yourself spiraling into self-doubt? Yeah. We've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We can actually take control of our social media experience and turn it from a source of anxiety into a tool for connection and inspiration. Sound good? Let's get real about 5 key takeaways that will help you manage your social media for a happier, healthier mind. First up, awareness is everything. It's like knowing the ingredients in your favorite recipe. You need to understand what's going on under the hood. Before you swipe and scroll, ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Are you bored? Anxious? Lonely? Knowing your emotional state helps you identify why you're reaching for your phone in the first place. Maybe you need a real-life connection instead of a virtual one, or perhaps a good book would be more nourishing than endless scrolling. Second, curate your feed like a boss. Remember, your Instagram doesn't have to be a competition, it can be a space that reflects what truly matters to you. And follow accounts that leave you feeling drained, inadequate, or just plain blah. And follow those inspiring creators, artists, and thought leaders who uplift and motivate you. You're the CEO of your online world, make sure you're surrounded by positive vibes. Number 3, set boundaries, baby. We're talking about designated social media free zones in your life. How about that cozy morning cup of coffee before you reach for your phone? Or those precious hours spent with loved ones where you put your devices away and truly connect. Establishing these boundaries helps you reclaim control over your time and attention. Remember, there's a whole world outside the screen just waiting to be explored. Speaking of exploration, number 4 is all about mindful scrolling. When you do find yourself on social media, engage with intention. Instead of mindless swiping, take a moment to truly absorb what you're seeing. Comment thoughtfully, share inspiring posts, and connect with people who spark your joy. Treat your online interactions like real-life conversations. Be present, be genuine, and have fun. Finally, remember that social media is just a tool, folks. It's not a substitute for real-life experiences, connections, and self-care. Make sure you're prioritizing those things in your life too. Go for walks, read a good book, spend time with loved ones, explore a new hobby, as the possibilities are endless. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah's feeling totally drained after scrolling through Instagram. Everyone seems to be living their best lives: exotic vacations, perfect meals, flawless selfies. She starts comparing herself, questioning her own worth, and feeling like she's just not good enough. Sound familiar? That's the trap of social media comparison. But here's the twist. Sarah realizes that Instagram is curated highlight reel, not real life. She unfollows accounts that trigger negative feelings and starts following creators who inspire her creativity and passion. She sets boundaries by designating phone-free hours each day and spends more time connecting with friends, pursuing hobbies, and enjoying the simple things in life. As a result, Sarah feels empowered, confident, and connected, all because she took control of her social media experience. So remember, you're not powerless against the algorithm. By being mindful, setting boundaries, and curating your feed consciously, you can turn social media from a source of stress into a tool for connection, inspiration, and growth. Let's recap those key takeaways. Awareness, curation, boundaries, mindful scrolling, and prioritized real-life experiences. Remember, you are in control. Take charge of your online world and create a space that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Now I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to manage social media for mental well-being? Share your tips and insights in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful people.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.